Storyboard is a presentation of Isaac Pabbi. Contents featured on this podcast are created and produced by Isaac Pabbi and colleagues. The following content you are about to listen to is a work of fiction written, produced, and read by Isaac Pabbi. Names, characters, places, and incidents are the products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights reserved. Sometimes we find exactly what we need in unlikely places, like Ada. Something Good, a story written and read by Isaac Pabbi. Part 1. Apologize to her. Kuku screamed at a young man, strangling him at the collar of his shirt. Some passerbys looked on, and others beat the man too, calling him a thief. Apologize to her, Kweku ordered again, but the young man wouldn't speak, looking distraught and dirty, his head bent to avoid more slaps from finding his face. Before he could stop himself, Kweku folded his hands into a fist and punched the man in the jaw. Apologize, he screamed, and this time around, the thief coughed the words. I'm sorry, apologies meant for Ada, who was standing not too far away. Shaken from the attempted robbery incident, Kweku shoved the young thief into the hands of some other guys who were suggesting they take him to the nearest police station. He turned his attention to Ada. Are you okay? Softly, he inquired. I'm fine, Ada replied, tears in her eyes. The handbag she almost lost that afternoon was still lying on the ground, where the thief let it fall when Kweku grabbed him. She still looked too traumatized, Kweku thought. He went down and picked the bag for her. It was zipped, and so her belongings were intact. I'm so sorry. It's not your fault. It could have happened to anybody, but you should be more careful. Kweku handed the bag to her. It was a smooth, brown crocodile leather bag. The brand was Prada. Costly, he thought, as Ada received her bag. She was wearing a colorful sleeveless dress that lined at her knees. Her dark chocolate skin was glowing like that of a fashion model. Will you be okay? Kweku asked, concern in his voice. Ada nodded gently. Okay, take this. He handed her a business card. I'll help you get into a taxi, and when you get to your destination, give me a call and let me know you are all right. His eyes stayed on her face, communicating assurance. You are fine. You are out of harm. He allowed a faint smile on his lips as Ada tried to relax. Thank you, she said, working at finding her composure again. The time was 4:15 on a Wednesday. She was a proud owner of Red Fashion, a boutique and an online shop she started 5 years ago. Hard work and dedication had brought her the success she was now enjoying in business. In fact, she was considering expanding her investments. Ada was a 33-year-old, with dreams and hopes, charting her path daily. But that afternoon, she had been reduced to a victim, all because a recalcitrant decided she was going to be his next prey, even though she was grateful the incident hadn't left her bruised and her possessions were still intact. It had definitely taken away her peace of mind. Kwiku hailed a taxi and helped Ada get inside. He told the driver to drive carefully and take the lady to her destination. Ada thanked Kwiku before the driver joined the road again. As he drove, Ada sat still in the back seat, thinking, why would anyone choose to steal to make a living? What kind of dire situations drove people to settle for such lives? And whether they ever stopped to think of the trauma they caused the people they robbed. She couldn't shake off the feeling of vulnerability that had overshadowed her. Quite a way to end her productive day. She was thankful, though. Thankful for how the young man stepped in, took control of the situation, and ensured her safety. Definitely, she would call him and thank him again, she thought, as she looked at the business card he handed her. His name was Kwiku Appiah. He was an investment associate at Central Bank. His headshot on the right corner of the card showed a young man with strong facial features, dark brown skin, and firm cheekbones, highlighting his angular face. He was channeling a radiant smile. He was quite a generous person to come to her aid, Ada thought. Thank you for listening to this episode. Favorite tales from Storyboard and help us share our content on social media.